Hey guys, what is up? I am back from the previous two or three episodes. Honestly, I'm not even keeping track at this point. I've done so many, and I've recorded all of these in one night. And we're going to continue the rework series, and this chapter is about Don't Be a Hero. And let me describe the picture. How do I even describe this picture? It's a person on the bottom trying to lift a dead weight, trying to lift a car. I'm not even kidding. My dad looked at it and he said the same thing right before the recording. So anyway, let's get started on what it's about. I'm guessing it's probably being about like something about don't do all the heavy lifting in a company. Because this is all about like business work, and you should just listen to this in general. And Rework is the book. Check it out on Kindle. Buy a hard copy. And let's get in. Don't be a hero. A lot of times, it's better to be quieter than a hero.
Quitter.
A quitter than a hero. Thank you. For example, let's say you think a task can be done in 2 hours, but 4 hours into it, you're still only a quarter of the way done. Now, that's just embarrassing. The natural instinct to think is, but I can't give up now. I've already spent 4 hours on this. So you go into hero mode. You're determined to make it work. And slightly embarrassed that it isn't already working. You grab your cape. You shut yourself off from the outside world. And sometimes that kind of sheer effort overload works. But is it worth it? Oh, probably not. The task was worth it when you thought it would cost 2 hours? Not 16! In those 16 hours, you could have gotten a bunch of other things done. Plus, you cut yourself from feedback, which can lead to further down the wrong path. Even heroes need a fresh pair of eyes. That's why Batman has a sidekick called Robin. Sometimes someone else to give them a reality check. We've experienced this problem firsthand, so we need to decide if it takes any one of us longer than 2 weeks. We've got to bring other people in to take a look. They might not do any of the work on the task, but at least they can review it quickly and give their own 2 cents. Sometimes an oblivious situation is staring right in your face, but you can't see it. Keep in mind that the oblivious situation might very well be quitting. People automatically associate quitting with failure, but sometimes that's exactly what you should do. If you've already spent too much time on something that isn't worth it, walk away! You can't get that time back. The worst thing you can do now is waste any more time. This chapter was short, and I hope you guys love it. Like I said, Rework is the book I'm reading, and you should definitely check this book out. It's very interesting. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. Peace out.